Hey, Being at Work listeners, you know that our goal on this show is to bring you daily leadership insights, digestible little chunks that will uplift and inspire. And I appreciate voices of leaders that are so important in my life on this show. And so I have asked my colleague, Amanda Aressis, our VP of Client Experience at HRD, to take over every Tuesday in April, because I've seen Amanda navigating some pretty significant leadership challenges over the last bit of time. I know that she is, oh my gosh, she is wicked smart and cares so much about her team, her clients, the work that we do at HRD. And so no doubt you will learn from her. Check it out.
Talk about practical. Today's leadership strategy, ask for help. Asking for help might seem like a, yeah, no kidding moment for a lot of you. And I am so proud of you for that, if that's the case. I can't tell you how many times I come across leaders who say with exasperation, no, I've got it, or I don't want to put that on anybody else. And I'm just not sure taking on more is the best strategy. Recently, my husband went out of town for the weekend. For a lot of people, that's a pretty normal thing. Partners travel, everybody needs a break, nothing here out of the normal. He asked me well in advance to see if it was a good weekend, just not too much going on. We checked the family calendar and it was relatively free at the time. Closer to his departure though, piano lessons got shifted to Saturday. Gymnastics was confirmed for Saturday. A mom reached out about a birthday party on Saturday. A soccer game was scheduled. And of course, why not just throw in a play date to close out the day? Our empty calendar was now a Tetris game of calendar invites and reminders. Now here's the gift. It was such a scheduling disaster, I knew there was just no way I could do it alone. It was probably the best realization I could have had. When this mom reached out to ask if Eleanor, my six-year-old, could come for the birthday party, I said, absolutely. And can Ellis, my four-year-old, also come? And also, after the party is done, can you please drop them both off at my house? And guess what? How did she respond? Of course. And is there anything else I can do to help you while Ian is out of town? I could only do it all because I had the help of people around me. My mom was recently visiting and helping out with our annual Easter hunt, which is really a scavenger hunt that we do around the house with clues and prizes at each location. She was walking up the stairs of our basement, hands full, trying not to take two trips or inconvenience anyone. And because her hands were full, she wasn't able to hold onto the railing. Well, she slipped. She took a fall down the stairs. Now, here's the great news. She is fine. She's fine, thankfully. The metaphor rings so true for me that if only she had used that railing, she wouldn't have fallen. The help was there, and her hands were too full to use it. My leader, Andrea, is constantly monitoring our team's capacity and looking out so that we don't take on too much. Too much is just our culture. You know, we're all hands in. We're all the time. And she is taking care of us so that no one is carrying too much of the load. It's a gift, and it's a great reminder to all of us. We can't do it alone, and we shouldn't try to. Ask for help.